Hey there, Patriots. I'm Melissa Red Pill the World. I lead the Freedom Force Battalion, where we look at the current events in the light of God's Word. What we are all experiencing is biblical. This is the great day we have been waiting for all our lives. The great awakening when we all wake up and take our freedom back. Check out my show where we discuss the wonderful truth about end times. Join me, Melissa Red Pill the World, and the Freedom Force Battalion. Hey there, Patriots. I hope you're having a great day. It's Wednesday morning. We're on Brighteon.tv. It's time for Melly. I hope you are ready to buckle up and have a great time. So we're going to talk today about it's a little bit more about 9/11. I want you to see some things that maybe since 9/11 was such a huge remembrance this year, there were some things that came out that maybe you're not aware of. I want to make sure that you're aware of it so you can make sure to share this with everyone. It's time for the truth to come out about that for sure. We just got so many wonderful things to talk about. This week is the Feast of Trumpets, the Feast of Trump. And here is my shofar. I'm not going to try to blow it for you. My grandkids can, but you guys will have to just search that for yourself. But anyway, the day, this Friday is the Feast of Trumpets. And so, or rather, Feast of Trump. It's a very amazing time that we're living in. It is definitely biblical. If you're new here, I'm going to show you how this is biblical. You're going to love it. And I'll be right back after the break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Let's go, Patriots. Have you seen this on 9/11? It turned out to rain later in the day, and look at this. It's a double. It's a double rainbow. We're taking our rainbow back, you guys. This was a message, no doubt, from the Lord. This was no doubt a message from the Lord, just like with Noah received after they got out of the ark. And if you remember, I'm going to show you the passage that talks about what the promise was. This is in Genesis chapter 8. He says, the Lord says, I will never again curse the ground because of the human race. Even though everything they think or imagine is bent toward evil from childhood, I will never again destroy all living things. So then we've had a lot of devastation, but the Lord is rescuing us, no doubt, no doubt. Even with what happened with Noah, this was part of his rescue plan, because if you remember, and I've talked about this on my channel, freedomforce.live is my website. I have tons of videos, 900 videos over there. When you go to it, it's going to look like that. And at the bottom, you'll see videos right there. And then you can actually scroll up and you can see the playlists right there. And you'll see where I've talked about Noah. I've talked about, you know, every Bible story that we had, you've ever heard, but in the light of what's going on in this day. And so the wonderful thing is the Lord even then was getting rid of the evildoers. He was getting rid of the cleansing the earth of those who worshiped Satan. Now the great news is it's flipped. So there's only a small percentage of humanity that does this. And we're going to cleanse the earth completely of these Satan worshipers. And the Bible says they'll never come back again, ever. The beast and the false prophet will never come out again. So very, very good news. It was so funny. I know I'm going off track, but it's so fun to red pill people. It's just so fun. So find somebody to red pill today, you know, and you can always make sure to tell them about freedomforce.life, because this is always good news, right? So I've been trying to get better internet speed, because I'm always like, come on, I've got more work to do, and I can't get it all done with my internet speed. So the guy came over and he had a really cool hat that had a cross on it. And he said he was a believer. And I said, he said, yeah. I said, would you like to hear something about end times? He said, yeah, I think that we're leaving soon. I said, you know what? We're not leaving. Let me tell you what the deal is. So I proceeded to tell him, and I gave him one of the books, End Times and a Thousand Years of Peace. I gave him that one, the first one. And he said, you're blowing my mind now. He was so excited. He said, this is what I've been praying for. I've been wanting to know what's really the truth about Revelation. He said he had just listened to Revelation 3 times. And he was really wanting to understand it. And he's looking at it through the lens of what we've been told all our lives. Because so, you know, here at the Freedom Force Battalion, you know how we are enjoying so much that we have the truth and we're not, you know, stuck on all these lies that we've been told. But there are so many people who are. And we sometimes forget about that. So let's do whatever we can to help share the truth about end times with them, because they're flipping out. He's like, I think we're going on the rapture soon. You know, that's a whole different mentality from where we are, where we're seeing, you know, we're going to rule and reign with him on this earth. His will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So anyway, make sure to share them. You can email them to people for $2.99 if you want to share the book, or just tell someone the truth about end times, share the videos or whatever. So he was so it was so excited. We forgot to finish our conversation about the internet, you know, speed here, but I think we got it better. But it was funny because all we were talking about then was about end times. I think there are a lot of people who are trying to find out the truth about end times, and they would never will on mainstream media, like YouTube or whatever, or any of the modern books, except for Melly's. It's amazing. It's the truth. The Lord helped us to piece together the truth. I remember the day when I was trying to put this together, and I asked you guys to pray with me. Many of you have been with me all this time. This was a concerted effort together. So beautiful. I just love you guys so much. I appreciate you so much. All right. So here we go. Let's get started. Okay. So let's talk a little bit about 9/11. Now, this was a very big truth that came out, I think, more because, you know, they say, oh, these were the 28 pages and they were exposing. Well, it came out in, I don't know if it's mainstream media, but it came out at least in the truth community, that these 9/11 hijackers were revealed as CIA recruits. Watch this, and I'm going to show you Mueller's involved.
I think there's a lot of explanation to do of exactly what happened. I do not believe American people have gotten the full story, even close to the full story. Just a big article the other day about two of the terrorist pilots had been recruited by the CIA at the Alec station in Saudi Arabia. Information that had not been had been out like 15 years ago, but suppressed. There's so much we don't understand about that. And we need to get to the bottom of it. And I think in a second Trump term, we need to fully vet and release all information about 9/11. Go ahead, let's play. We got building number 7 right now, 22 years ago. Let's see it.
Since then, the most recent collapse, which happened just a short while ago, building 7, a 47-story building that part of the World Trade Center complex collapsed. That building had been, we were told, completely evacuated. But the fate of people on the ground, including rescue workers, as it came tumbling down, we simply don't know. That building.
Okay, before I go on, I want you to watch the windows being blown out. And if you remember, Silverstein said, pull it. I shared that video on my social media. If you didn't see it, definitely go and make sure to follow all the social media right here. And I shared, just search the word pull it, P-U-L-L-I-T, pull it. And because that's what he said, there's been so much devastation, blah, blah, blah. This building that he's showing right here, this is a building that housed the CIA, the FBI, all these financial records, with basically the evidence of their crimes. And so this was basically all this evidence, they think, was destroyed. Not so fast. President Trump has it all. The White Hats have it all. Okay, so I will say this before I go, I keep going back, but this horrific event, tragedy, evil, I'm at a loss for words on what this was, this horrible, evil, demonic sacrifice, really is what it was, that went on. This was the catalyst to bring all the White Hats together years ago. This is 22 years ago. And to bring them together to fight against this horrific cabal. This one thing, as and that in one sense can, they did not die in vain. This did not happen in vain. All that we've suffered even since, because of the Patriot Act and all that they've done to us since then, this has not been in vain, because it awakened and emboldened and brought people into action to fight 22 years ago. And we didn't find out about it, at least I didn't, until 2017, that there was this military operation going on. And we jumped in to be a part of the citizen army to help expose the truth of what's going on. So... And the crimes that they've done against us. So, I want you to hold that in your heart, that encourage you that this one event, as horrific as it was, and still is, because we have not healed from it, it is being used to deliver us. Okay, so if that helps. Anyway, I want you to see this, but yeah, they pulled this building. They you can tell by the windows that I'm going to show you that are blowing out, that this was clearly a blast. You don't pull it unless it's something that's like ready to be detonated, right? And they had already, gotten, all the people were out of the building. So there wasn't any loss of life in Building 7, but it was their attempt to cover up their crimes. So check this out.
Had been, we were told, completely evacuated.
You see the windows? Watch the windows.
But the fate of people on the ground, including rescue workers, as it came tumbling down, we simply don't know.
Actually, didn't come tumbling down. They didn't tumble down. It went straight down, like a controlled demolition, which is what it was, which we knew. And this is what people need to see and understand. Something else was going on that day. If they detonated that building, then it's not out of the stretch of possibility that they did that to the Twin Towers. And that's a big red pill. And then you start to realize there's something else going on. So check it out.
Okay, that's building number 7, came down at 5:20 in the afternoon, 22 years ago, even as we speak. I know everybody remembers exactly where they were 22 years ago, and you should think about your personal journey. Your personal journey, where you are today from where you were then, particularly your understanding of the way the world works. I think a lot of people have awakened that they just don't buy what's fed to them every day.
There you go. There you go. Thank you, Ultra MAGA. They always put together such great videos. I wanted you to see that. So the other thing is, another thing that came out was about the missile into, which they said was a plane, but into the Pentagon. So I'm going to show you this video here. Let's see if I can make it a little bit bigger. Yeah. Okay. So there's clearly was no plane. Clearly there was no airplane that went through. All right, so this, I'm gonna, this right over here is, I think, where it's the glass on the camera is dirty or foggy or something. But you're gonna, right through here, you're gonna see this white. You see it? Did you see it? I'm gonna do it again. You'll see a white missile coming down, coming across. It's coming here. There you go. There it is, right there. You see that missile? All right, so clearly it was not an airplane. And there was another one that I think this is one that someone shared from the air, okay? And you'll see, here's the Pentagon in this area. You'll see another jet, and you'll see a missile going in. So if they play it several times, so check it out.
Somebody finally found the confiscated video that the FBI took on the day of 9/11, where it was proving it wasn't a plane, it was a Scud missile. There was talk amongst the community, because I've been awake for 20 years since this happened.
Okay, I know it's really not the greatest quality video as far as the it's just a little blurry. And if I make it bigger, it makes it too blurry. But you see here, this is that white Scud missile coming right into the Pentagon.
There was a Scud missile.
You see it? Okay. So this is the proof is, you know, who would have ever thought that all this information would be, we'd be able to share this on social media with each other. So definitely go and share that video. Go find it over on my social media, and you'll just look, type the words missile, and you'll find it over on all, whether you want to go on, Telegram, Twitter, I don't think I put it on Twitter. I'm going to start trying to put more on Twitter, you know, if I can have more time. But anyway, go on. Mostly it's Getter and Truth and Telegram are the main ones, I would say, that we have most of the people over to. So this is clearly something else went on, which I knew that 22 years ago. I just didn't know what. But the great thing is we now have the ability to share with each other. Even though they've tried to push us into a corner, we still are able to find the truth if we're looking for it. If we're looking, yeah. So just what, you know, encourage you to share this with your family and friends and whomever, wherever you can, so that people start to wake up and understand something else terrible is going on, and we have to get rid of these people. And as Bannon very clearly said, this is what has to happen in the Trump administration. All right. So now the next thing I want you to see, I actually wanted you to see, I do have a phrase from Putin, where he was talking on, let me see if I can find it. Okay, here's the one. This was what Putin said after 9/11, and I think it's really insightful. You know, right now, today, actually, here it is, the 13th of September, 2023, Kim Jong-un and Putin are meeting together and talking about how they support each other, and also that they're working together against imperialism. You know, we thought imperialism was over after the colonization and all that. No, not so fast, because it's the imperialist elites that have used the UN and NATO to control all the countries, and they are, Putin and Kim Jong-un and several others are working to put a stop to that. So anyway, I want you to hear, though, what he said after 9/11, which was so eloquently said.
Aggressive со стороны международного.
Oh, actually, it's in Russian. So I'll try to read it. Today, the United States was hit by an unprecedented act of aggression by international terrorism. First of all, I want to offer sincere and heartfelt condolences to all those affected and to the families who lost someone. He's going a lot slower than I am. Today's events in the U.S. go beyond national borders. This is a brazen challenge to the whole of humanity, at least to the whole of civilized humanity. What happened today once again emphasizes the relevance of Russia's proposal to combine the efforts of the international community in the fight against terrorism. And I want you to think about this, that likely when he says terrorism, he's talking about the cabal. He's not talking about what we would normally think of as terrorism. And really, they're saying that patriots in America are terrorists. Clearly, we're not. We're trying to protect our country and save our children. So anyway, so he was even back in the day fighting against the terrorism, against this plague of the 21st century. I'm telling you, Putin knows what's going on. Russia knows firsthand what terrorism is, and we therefore understand perhaps better than most the feelings of the American people. Addressing the people of the United States on behalf of Russia, I would like to say that we are with you. We entirely and fully share and feel your pain, which they have been attacked, you know, maybe even more than we have. All right, so we support you. So I will just say, one of the best things you can do is go to this channel, Putin Direct, over on Twitter, Putin Direct, and actually listen to him, exactly what he has to say, rather than what the mainstream media, fake news, has to say about him, okay? Or anyone. I'll just say that for anyone. Rather than listening to what someone says about another person, actually go and listen exactly to them in their own words. All right, so I want you to see that. All right, so now let's move on to this amazing guy right here. I wish I knew his name. Let's see if I could find. Croatian MP Kolakušić goes scorched earth on the WHO, calling it a terrorist organization. Again, go back to who are the true terrorists? The WHO, the CDC, the CIA, all the alphabet soup, FBI, all that. Calling it a terrorist organization that is trying to destroy sovereignty of countries for their own centralized power. Oh my goodness, this guy goes crazy.
I would like shortly to wear a people from upcoming danger for humanity. The World Health Organization wants all countries to sign an agreement on handing over the authority to declare a pandemic, procure vaccine and drugs. It will be healthier and safer for humanity to sign agreement with the Colombian drug cartel. They know all about drugs for sure. During the COVID pandemic, World Health Organization only told lies. It should be declared a terroristic organization. They lied. That is a new and known virus. That is possible to make an effective vaccine. That the vaccine is 82% effective. That is protects against serious illness and deaths. That all, of course, were foolish and lies. Today, World Health Organization is more dangerous for humanity than World Economic Forum. Thank you. I would like shortly.
I love this guy. There's Malone standing right there, I think. Anyway, I love this guy. Oh my goodness, I love this guy. The Croatian Kolakušić. Love him. Yeah, the World Health Organization is worse than the World Economic Forum, and that's saying something. So he's basically throwing the World Economic Forum under the bus at the same time. I love that. And actually, I have, speaking of the World Economic Forum, I think I have a clip of Mr. World Economic Forum himself. Oh, goodness, I have too many clips, and I don't know which one it is. But anyway, somewhere in here, I have a clip of him. Okay, well, we'll get to that here in a little bit. Okay, so so the next thing is, because he's talking about how he's so shocked that the people are not wanting to go with the New World Order. No, we don't. I love it. He's starting to realize that we're not playing that. And I really just don't think that people are going to go with the masks. I don't think they are. You know, they're saying, oh, everybody get their mask ready. Well, we're not. No one is. You know, maybe two people. I just don't think that people are going to buy it. I don't think they're going to go for it. We'll see. Because last time everyone just put on their mask and did what they were told. But not anymore, I don't think. All right, so here, when we get back, I'm going to tell you about Matt Gaetz. He went scorched earth on McCarthy, saying you did not keep your end of the agreement that we had talked about back in the day. All right, so let's do that. That actually came because I think McCarthy came out immediately because just before he knew Matt Gaetz was going to go, you know, and go scorched earth on him. So he came out real quick before Matt Gaetz came out, and he, of course, started this impeachment inquiry. The good news about the impeachment inquiry is it is forcing the mainstream media to talk about this, because other than that, they wouldn't talk about it at all. But they can't avoid talking about the impeachment inquiry, you know, now that this has been started. Okay, and it will force them to be able to get some of these documents because of the power of the impeachment inquiry. So, anyway, we'll play that when we get back, and I'll find that one about Klaus Schwab and his economic forum and how he is unhappy that we are not playing into his little game anymore. I love it. I'm so proud of humanity because we're not playing that anymore. All right, so I will have all that queued up for you when we get back from the break.
Your own government has the power to activate a kill switch on all telecommunications, instantly shutting down all private phone calls and texts. An EMP weapon or solar flare can achieve the same result. Rolling blackouts or permanent power outages will also take out the power supply to cell tower antennas, rendering mobile devices all but useless. During these emergencies, how do you stay in touch with the important people in your life anywhere on the planet? The answer? Is the Bivy Stick at SAT123.com. The Bivy Stick is a two-way satellite text messaging device that uses a satellite constellation, not cell towers, to send and receive text messages. It works anywhere on planet Earth, including in war zones or blackout areas. In unpredictable times, the Bivy Stick helps you stay connected when it matters most. Visit SAT123.com to get one while they're still available.
This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now. Post your videos today and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com.
SAT123.com. They have put together a really incredible package: emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts, and the power grid is just failing, you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Okay, guys, I've got so much to tell you, so we're going to have to go so much faster. So here we go. Here's Klaus Schwab. He's so unhappy. I just love it when he's unhappy.
What we have seen in the elections, in the United States, in the Brexit vote, this anger of people against globalization and against the elites. If you look what's happening in the United States, particularly, you have this anti-system movement. What we are seeing is a revolution against the system. It's dismantling the system. And we see certain elements of this now in the new US administration.
Love it. Yeah, We're dismantling your system. That's what we're doing. With everything, every time you do a post, you guys, it's just pulling down their system. That's exactly what we're doing. Okay, let's go. Here's McCarthy, and he's saying that we're starting this inquiry on, just so you know, Klaus Schwab is the World Economic Forum, and that was what that other guy was talking about from the Croatian dude I like so much. He was saying, that this is a terrorist organization. And it is. Okay, here's McCarthy, and I will be hopefully we'll see that this is going to do something. I don't have any confidence in McCarthy. I don't. But we have to force him to do what is right.
You know, in the months that we were gone, in the weeks, House Republicans have uncovered serious and credible allegations into President Biden's conduct. Taken together, these allegations paint a picture of a culture of corruption. Now, here's what we know so far. Through our investigations, we have found that President Biden did lie to the American people about his own knowledge of his family's foreign business dealings. Eyewitnesses have testified that the president joined on multiple phone calls and had multiple interactions, dinners, resulted in cars and millions of dollars into his sons and his sons' business partners. We know that bank records show that nearly $20 million in payments were directed to the Biden family members and associates through various shell companies.
We know that $20 million was directed to the family members and shell companies.
The Treasury Department alone has more than 150 transactions involving the Biden family and other business associates that were flagged as suspicious activity by U.S. banks.
That's a requirement of the U.S. banks to flag suspicious activity. Of course, they've always done that against the little guys, but they've never done it against the elite. I mean, they do it, but nothing ever happens, okay?
Even a trusted FBI informant has alleged a bribe to the Biden family. Biden used his official office to coordinate with Hunter Biden's business partners about Hunter's role in Burisma, a Ukrainian energy company. Finally, despite these serious allegations, it appears that the president's family has been offered special treatment by Biden's own administration, treatment that not otherwise would have received if they were not related to the president. These are allegations of abuse of power, obstruction, and corruption, and they warrant further investigation by the House of Representatives. That's why today I am directing our House committee to open a formal impeachment inquiry into President Joe Biden. This logical next step will give our committees the full power to gather all the facts and answers for the American public. It's exactly what we want to know, the answers. I believe the president would want to answer these questions and allegations as well. This effort will be led by Chairman James Comer of Committee on Oversight in coordination with Chairman Jim Jordan for Judiciary Committee and Chairman Jason Smith on Ways and Means. Now, I do not make this decision lightly. Regardless of your party or who you voted for, these facts should concern all Americans. The American people deserve to know that the public offices are not for sale and that the federal government is not being used to cover up the actions of a politically associated family. Now, I would encourage the president and his team to fully cooperate with this investigation in the interests of transparency. We are committed to getting the answers for the American public. Nothing more, nothing less. We will go wherever the evidence takes us. Thank you.
All right. So I'm glad that he's doing that. He did it unilaterally. I guess you guys know that. This was not a vote that went before the House. And so it is a unilateral decision. He alone made this decision, which I appreciate. The problem is, I just feel that McCarthy is highly controlled. And so he's doing this, but they're all, going to try to use it to say, see how they're so mean to Biden and blah, blah, blah. So anyway, I'm sorry, I don't trust him. And neither does Gates. And that's why he came out this yesterday, right after this, was already scheduled to speak. And so right after McCarthy announced about the inquiry against Biden, Matt Gaetz came out and said this.
Serve notice. Mr. Speaker, you are out of compliance with the agreement that allowed you to assume this role. The path forward for the House of Representatives is to either bring you into immediate total compliance or remove you pursuant to a motion to vacate the chair. We have had no vote on term limits or on balanced budgets as the agreement demanded and required. There's been no full release of the January 6 tapes. As you promised, there has been insufficient accountability for the Biden crime family. And instead of cutting spending to raise the debt limit, you relied on budgetary gimmicks and rescissions so that you ultimately ended up serving as the valet to underwrite Biden's debt and advance his spending agenda. Mr. Speaker, you boasted in January that we would use the power of the subpoena and the power of the purse. But here we are 8 months later, and we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. That's how you know that the rushed and, you know, somewhat rattled performance you just saw from the speaker isn't real. At this point, during Democrat control over the House of Representatives, they had already brought in Don Jr. three times. And we haven't even sent the first subpoena to Hunter Biden. Power of the subpoena and power of the purse. Only thing the 118th Congress is known for at this point is electing Kevin McCarthy speaker and underwriting Biden's debt. And unfortunately, there's only one of those things we can remediate at this time. Power of the purse. Our leadership right now is asking us to vote for a continuing resolution. A vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the Green New Deal, a vote to continue inflationary spending, and in the most troubling of fashions, a vote for a continuing resolution is a vote to continue the election interference of Jack Smith. Mr. Speaker, we told you how to use the power of the purse. Individual, single subject spending bills that would allow us to have specific review, programmatic analysis, and it would allow us to zero out the salaries of the bureaucrats who have broken bad, targeted President Trump, or cut sweetheart deals for Hunter Biden. September 30th is rapidly approaching, and you have not put us in a position to succeed. There is no way to pass all the individual appropriations bills now. And it's not like we didn't know when September 30th was going to show up on the calendar. I must be better. You must be better. And this House must be better, for it is the last best hope for tens of millions of Republicans. We demand real oversight against this weaponized government. Just look at the bribery.
Thank you, Matt Gaetz. Thank you so much, Matt Gaetz, for blasting out. I really appreciate what he is... one of the lone voices to try to bring reason. There are a few, but there aren't many. And we'll see. He's doing everything humanly possible for him to do. Yeah, and clearly they're in a position now because it's the continuing resolution is coming up on the 30th of the month, and there's no time to do all the things that they should have been doing if McCarthy had been serious. And this is exactly why we didn't want to vote for him to begin with. All right. So that's, thank you so much, Matt Gaetz. So let's share that. This is something that will anger you. Owen Schroyer has been sentenced to 60 days in prison. Tyranny takes hold in America. Reporter Owen Schroyer sentenced to 60 days in prison for speech crimes. DOJ says Schroyer helped create January 6th. He was trying to keep people out of the Capitol. He had the right. He had the right to be there. They had already gotten approval to be there to speak. And now they give him 60 days. Buckle up, everyone, because these people are going to push back. They're going to fight back. They're going to fight back against us. That's just, you know, it is what it is. I don't know if he has the ability to appeal this before he serves his 60 days. I don't know how that's going to exactly happen. All right. I want you to see this. This is, let me see. Okay. President Trump signed an executive order. Let me go back to this one. Executive Order 13912. It says it's the National Emergency Authority to order the Selected Cert Reserve and certain members of the Individual Ready Reserve of the Armed Forces to active duty. This was done March 27th, 2020, way back in President Trump, right in the middle of his term. Let me see. Is that right? Exactly. I don't even know if I have the date of it. Anyway, President Trump, I'm going to read it one more time because I kind of butchered it. This executive order 13912, it's a national emergency, and we're still under this national emergency authority to order the selected reserve, as in the National Guard, the reserves, and certain members of the individual ready reserve of the armed forces to active duty. President Trump made this executive order during his term. So this is what's happening right now. Our National Guard and our ready reserves are out doing this military operation to dismantle this criminal cabal. And so you can, if you don't believe it, you can go on to this channel right here and you will see pictures of planes that are leaving the San Antonio. Let me see if I can find a better picture. Yeah, no. The San Antonio International Airport. Why in the world would you have military planes going out of there? So you can check out this channel because he's showing this all the time. This is a military plane coming out of an international or a regional airport. Why is that happening? And many of you have, when I posted this, a lot of you in the comment section said this, the military planes are flying over my house all the time, daily. And most people aren't aware of it. So what is going on? It's this military operation that President Trump instituted with the executive order 13912 back in 2020. And it's still going on. And this is what President Trump, it was told to us, and I didn't bring this link, but there was a post on the board, and I posted this on social media where it talked about this is exactly what the Posse Comitatus Act, this is what Lincoln did to preserve the Union. And this is exactly what President Trump is doing to preserve the Union, to save the country, because these people are out of control, clearly. Okay, so I want you to see that if there's no military operation going on, why are military planes flying in and out of San Antonio International Airport? He federalized the National Guard and enabled the military to utilize these airports, and it's still in effect today. The cabal can't stop it. Okay, if that's, you know, there's no doubt that that's the truth. Okay, so when this bubbles up to the top, I don't know exactly when that might be. I will say we're just about to have, like I said, the Feast of Trumpets, and I would hope that it's going to be this year. 1 year, I believe this is the day when the walls will come tumbling down. They blast the trumpets and the Gideon's army and all these. The Trump is a big part of the Hebrew festivals, and defeating our enemies is with the trumpet, okay? With the shofar, okay? Could you see? I don't know if you could see it very well, but whatever. So it's a shofar. Let me do it this way. So when that does happen, this is an interesting thing that I found. It says, when that shift occurs, how do you quell left-wing violence? That's what we've got to make sure, that we don't have a civil war over this. You open the vault. You take away their fuel, their drive. Nobody marched in the streets to support Harvey Weinstein, despite the fact that he was a crucial high-dollar Democrat donor. I remember the day when he was arrested. I remember where I was when I heard about this. I'm like, this is gigantic news. And you could hardly hear it. Maybe you saw a few little news articles about it. And he's going in now like he's an old, you know, crotchety, whatever, whatever. That's just such a show. But no one did anything. They didn't call out the BLM and the Antifa and all that over it, because he was a pedophile. No one's going to march in the streets to protect a pedophile. The human conscience won't let you do it. So whatever the truth is going to come out, it will be so damning that no one will go and to support these vile creatures. Okay, so be prepared. And then our job will be to help people understand this is what we're fighting against. These people are evil, and they've got to be removed. There you go. Interesting little thing from Elon. He shows the New York Times what it's like to be censored. He nukes their traffic to this left-leaning publication. Interesting. That's interesting. Now, in my opinion, I want everything to be a level playing field, but we haven't had a level playing field forever. You know, I spend so much time trying to deal with how much I was banned. I was, like I said, trying to go on Nino yesterday, and he's like, oh, if you've been banned off of YouTube, it'll really put my show at jeopardy if I have you on, because they'll recognize your voice and they'll slam me for having you on. I'm like, it's so hard because we're all pushed into this corner. We've been censored so much. Now, thankfully, I'm back on Twitter. I don't have my original account back, but I do have an account, and we have had so much, and it's not a fair playing field for us to be able to compete and because our ideas clearly are and our the truth that we have is so much stronger than anything that they have. So Musk put his thumb on the scale because he's controlling Twitter, and he held back their traffic. How you like it, New York Times? They've had the run of the world for years. How you like it? This is, I think this, when the truth comes out, this is, you know, the Bible says that every mouth will be stopped and everyone will become accountable to the Lord. This is what we need. Some of these lying voices to shutty uppy. We need them to be done. We're over it. This lying lips have got to stop. And the Bible says in Revelation chapter 20, it says there'll be no more deception for 1,000 years. This is what it says. It's just hard to even imagine. First, that's the first That's a good start. Let's get started with the New York Times and get them to shutty uppy. I thought that was pretty cool. All right. So, and I think that the biggest thing is when the truth is comes out, then the lies just, they just fall. And that's what our job has been. Okay, I want you to see this also. For those who missed it, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has now publicly acknowledged that Putin made clear to NATO in a draft treaty before the war that it could avert the war if NATO agreed not to keep enlarging. But NATO rejected the offer. I want you to see that. That's what they did. The truth about Putin is so different from what the mainstream media has said, again, with all these lies and all the deception. Yeah, NATO said, no, we're going to continue to enlarge, and what you going to do about it? He said, well, I'll show you what I'm going to do about it. I'm going to start a war over it. I'm not putting up with it. There you go. And that's the truth. Okay, so this is the month. Here we are. During festival time, this is the biblical festival time. So here we are on the 13th. Rather, the 27th of Elul, we've been watching the moon, right, you guys? And it's getting waning, smaller and smaller and smaller. And now it's just got the littlest, going to have the littlest sliver on it. Somebody take a picture of it and post it on our social media so we can all see what it looks like. Because right now, today, I've got too many clouds in the sky. Hoping we're going to get some rain because we haven't had any for like 2 months. It's been quite the summer. But anyway, so it's going to wane until on the 15th, which is the beginning of the new month. Okay, the first of Tishri is the sundown on Friday night. You won't be able to see the moon at all. It's called a new moon. You're not going to be able to see it at all. And actually, I'm going to do another video, which I go into more detail, and I'm going to show you how it happens through Stellarium, the Stellarium online planetarium, which is super, super cool. But this is the beginning of the new year. The new year is Rosh Hashanah, which is this Friday. It's also called the Feast of Trumpets, the Sibyl New Year. And see, it's the Feast of Trumpets. So everyone blasts their trumpet, right? They blast their trumpets and everyone joins together. It is a beginning of 10 days of awe, 10 days of awe, as in something huge happens. And the biggest thing is things being set right. That's the whole point of the Feast of Trump. This is so biblical, it's not even funny. I go into this a lot more in the books, End Time, all these books. I talk about how this is biblical. These three books, they're, like I said, $2.99 on Amazon. All right, so that first one is starting this Friday is the Feast of Trumpets. So gather together with your friends. If you don't have a trumpet, you can go on YouTube and you can play a trumpet, which sounds a lot better than most people play it. And also make sure that you understand that it's a matter of everyone setting things right. If there's anything you need to ask forgiveness for, forgive someone else. If you need to resolve any kind of thing, you need to get that done then in the 10 days of awe. If you need to pay someone back, if someone needs to be, a captive needs to be set free, if a debt needs to be canceled, all these things need to happen during the 10 days of awe. Okay. And then on the Yom Kippur, which is the 25th of September, but it's also the 10th day of Tishri, that is the Yom Kippur, which is the Day of Atonement. If someone has not fulfilled their vows to forgive, to set things right, to cancel debts, to set captives free, all of that, then they are not forgiven. It's huge, hugely important, okay? And I'll just show you what the Lord said in his word that we are supposed to keep this perpetually. All right. So then the next thing is right on the day of the continuing resolution is the full moon. It's the beginning. It's the 15th of Tishri. Okay. So it is the beginning of the Feast of Tabernacles when we all join together and we have can have fellowship and communion because everything is set right. So here is actually that's not the one. All right. So here's the one from Leviticus chapter 23. It says, this is in Leviticus chapter 23 in verse 4. In addition to the Sabbath, these are the Lord's appointed festivals, the official days for holy assembly that are to be celebrated at their proper times each year. These are the holidays. The Lord did not tell us to celebrate Halloween. He did not tell us to celebrate so many of these things that we celebrate. But, you know, maybe some of them are good. Maybe they're not. Anyway, it depends. But the Lord did tell us to keep these festivals because they the cabal knows about these things, and they use these times for their purposes. And this is why they hid this information from us. The Hebrew calendar is a lunar calendar, as you clearly see. It's all set to go alongside with the new moon, the cycle of the moon. The Lord has in his wisdom, he set this up where the calendar, the biblical calendar, is according to the moon, the month. Okay. And they'd say, oh, I'll see you on the new moon. That's how they would, they didn't have a calendar. They didn't have a Google, you know, whatever, to tell them what day of the week it was. That's how they were able to manage, because they would know, okay, this is the new moon. It's a quarter moon. It's a half moon. This is a full moon. I mean, whatever. They would know. That's how they would know their days and times. And the Lord told us to celebrate these festivals that I was just telling you about right here. And they're all in Leviticus chapter 23. I have videos on it on freedomforce.live. But the first one is, like I said, the Rosh Hashanah, beginning of the new year, the Feast of Trump. Then you've got the Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur, when everything has to be set right, or they're not forgiven. And then you've got the Feast of Tabernacles coming up on the 30th, the evening of the 29th, whatever. All right. So then, so we're going to keep talking about that more and celebrating that together. So this one was very interesting. I want you to see a vat, a gigantic vat of wine, open, spilled out in somewhere, Portugal, somewhere, and that literally flowed in the streets. Isn't that wild looking? Just poured out, just a gigantic, it looks like the grapes of wrath to me. That's exactly what I thought of as soon as I saw it. Wow, look at that. Look at that. Just a sea of wine. And it reminded me of this passage in Revelation chapter 14. Revelation chapter 14 is talking about the two harvests. Again, this is the harvest time right now. The harvest of the grain and the harvest of the grapes of wrath. And I'm going to read you the portion of the grapes of wrath. And it says the angel came from the temple. He had a sharp sickle. I believe that we are that sickle. We are the ones that are, yes, the Lord is delivering us, and there's no doubt about it, but he's using us. That's why we have Brighteon. That's why we have, you know, them working so hard to make sure that we can get the truth out. We have all these wonderful patriots who are out here. That's why we have you. I mean, every one of us doing our job, and not everyone is called to this. This is at the very beginning of this chapter is Revelation 14, where it talks about that we are the 144,000, those who work hard, and the Lord has called for this amazing job. He says in the angel who had power to destroy with the fire came from the altar. He shouted to the angel with the sharp sickle, swing your sickle now to gather the clusters of grapes from the vines of the earth, for they are ripe for judgment. Don't you feel that? I feel these people are ripe for judgment. Ripe. Ripe. I mean, we don't need to leave these grapes on the vine any longer. They need to go quickly. So the angel swung his sickle over the earth and loaded the grapes into the great winepress of God's wrath. The grapes were trampled in the winepress outside the city, and the blood flowed from the winepress in a stream about 180 miles long and as high as a horse's bridle. Isn't that exactly what that looks like? Maybe not as high as a horse's bridle, but still, you get the picture. Anyway, I want you to see that. Oh, I've got to show you this before our time is completely out. President Trump again posted with the stolen, rigged and stolen, S-T-O-L-L-E, and I know he knows how to spell stolen. He posted it twice again. The other time he posted it twice too. What is going on? Why is he doing this? So I said, well, you know what? I'm going to look up the word stolen, and look what I found. Best German Christmas stolen. Christmas stolen. It's this yummy looking bread. It's a German bread. Flaky, moist, divinely flavorful. These homemade German Christmas stolen are incredible. Look at that, how delicious that looks with all that sugar. I'm telling you, that's what I need, all about it. All right, so I find that a very interesting little term that he would use. It's called Christ stolen. Isn't that interesting? Interesting. Maybe Christmas? Maybe we'll have a glorious Christmas? I don't know, you guys. I don't know why he's doing that. I don't know why. But many times, what I have seen him do many times is he'll misspell a word or whatever. He wants us to go and search it for ourselves and to uncover these beautiful gems. I hope. I'm ready for a beautiful Christmas. I'm ready to be set free. I'm ready for these biblical festivals to happen where we have the enemy gone and all the debts paid. and canceled and the captives freed. Who's ready? Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord. Thank you for these wonderful promises that you have in your word and that you have clearly posted, put it out there for us. Thank you that you have called all these wonderful people together and you are speaking directly to their hearts and have drawn them into this battle. And none of us can stop. We just can't. We have to keep in here fighting because it's your spirit that's moving us along. Lord, we just thank you for Brighteon. We just pray you bless them. I pray you bless Brighteon's story. I pray that they'll have the funds to continue this huge effort that they are doing to get the truth out. I pray for everyone who's listening that you would just help us to share this truth, whatever it is, 9/11 or whatever truth that you have that you want us to share so that people can understand what's really going on and awaken the people, Lord, and stop these grapes of wrath. And may it be soon that they are gone from us and that we have a beautiful, beautiful Christmas. We pray all this in your wonderful name, Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. Time's out. As usual, Wednesday. I'll see you next Wednesday, 10 a.m. Central on Brighteon.tv.